Well, morning, everybody. I'm sitting here with Spencer Oliver, and Spencer is someone I grew up with. We've been, I think we met at church. We've been going to church together over the years. Actually, Spencer and his wife, Mitch, were our best man and bridesmaid, so we know each other really well. And Spencer's actually here doing our bathroom for us. And so I've nabbed him to have a conversation about Sabbath, because Spencer has been practicing Sabbath, and we've had conversations about it over the last year or so. So I thought it would be really good for you to learn from him. So Spencer, what are your? Tell us a bit about yourself to begin with.
Okay. Well, good morning, everyone. Hopefully this will be useful. A bit about myself. I'm 50 this year. Married to Mitch. Got two wonderful children, have all the pressures of work and church life balance that everybody else that's listening to this will be experiencing. I've worked for myself for a number of years, doing engineering mainly, but I'm now turning my hand to doing bathrooms, kitchens, and that kind of thing. More working with my hands, but that's part of my bigger, wider journey that God's had me on over the last 5 years specifically. Sabbath, that's a really interesting question. Why Sabbath, and why specifically focus and practice upon Sabbathing? I guess it came from our experience of being in church. And we were very much involved. I was part of the leadership. We were on all the normal rotas that everyone signs up to. And we'd come away from a Sunday of being in church and following the Sabbath and, setting it aside for God, and just feel totally exhausted by the whole experience. And on the Sundays that we weren't heavily involved in church, either preaching or leading communion or doing the coffee rota or what have you, we'd come away from a Sunday and look at all the people that were doing the roles that we'd been doing the week before, and they looked tired. And it would come up in conversation about how much effort goes into doing church and practicing the Sabbath. And it just didn't seem right that that was the only Sabbath that we did, and going to church and worshiping God as a group of believers is so important and really great. But I really didn't feel like I was connecting with God at a deeper level. So over the past 5 years, we've been on a journey, God and I, about rediscovering what it means to be in relationship with Him. And it's completely different to how I'd been practicing as a Christian for the previous 25, 6 years. No longer, 35 years. Crikey, I'm getting old. and it guess it really started with what is Sabbath? What does it mean to Sabbath? And it can't just be about worship, because our whole lives are worshipping God.
I'm pleased you said that, Spencer.
it's partly about meeting with fellow believers, and I think that's really important to have that encouragement and to be encouraged and to encourage others. But it's more. And God rested on the Sabbath, so rest has to be something to do with how we Sabbath. So I decided that I needed to take a day and to really concentrate on what resting meant for me. And we're all different, right? God's made us all wonderfully different. So my rest won't be your rest, and won't be, certainly not the way that Mitch rests.
From what I know about you, Spencer, over the years, you're not very good at resting.
I'm dreadful at resting. I'm dreadful. I can't sit still. I can't. I've got to be doing something, and Mitch used to say to me, if I had a day where we didn't do anything, I'd feel it was a waste of a day. Mm-hmm. So God had me on a journey where I needed to, A, find a way that I could rest with the way that he's made me and the way that I've developed as a person, but also listen to what God was saying and allow me to let go of the lack of ability of being able to rest. And that's not, you can't just stop being who you are. You need to allow God to change you. Mm. And Sabbath for me is all about allowing God to change me and putting myself in a place where I can listen to him, listen to myself and what I'm saying to myself about what I should be doing. And should is a dreadful word. If your mind's saying you should be doing something, really check it, because often it's just your ego pushing you rather than actually what you need to do to be one with God. So we started on this journey of me picking a day, and for me, Thursday is a Sabbath day. I choose not to work on a Thursday if I can, and I'm pretty much sticking to that. And life happens, so sometimes you need to move that Sabbath day. So when I can't Sabbath on a Thursday, I'll Sabbath on another day. And that tends to be a Saturday when that happens. So I started to think about what makes me rest. When do I feel restful? So I feel restful when I'm outside. I like being outside. So that might involve going out for a walk in nature and just spending time with God in his creation. I love cycling, so cycling is a passion of mine, so I will go out for a cycle.
And your cycle, Spencer, are not like, you know, my 3-mile cycles, are they? What do your cycles involve as you rest?
Well, that's the really interesting thing about this journey that I've been on with Sabbathing, because I kind of started making these lists of what do I do when I'm resting or when I want to switch off and rest, and cycling is one. You're absolutely right. I'm a mad cyclist. So cycling 60 kilometres, 80 kilometres, or 120 kilometres, it would be exciting to me, and I'd enjoy that. And I'd have to get off my bike and feel exhausted at the end of it. And when I first started Sabbathing, I'd go and do that, and the rest of the day I'd be useless because I'd be so knackered. And then I had to think, actually, do you know what? This isn't Sabbathing. This is just me working again at being Spencer, rather than actually being more like God or being more in tune with who Jesus is. So God did this great thing. He put me in touch with a cycling group. A guy in the village said, "Oh, come! I understand you like cycling. Come and cycle with us." Mm-hmm. Well, this is a pretty pedestrian cycling group. It's more about just a group of people getting out and having fun together. So now my cycles are, the longest we do is 40 kilometres, and we do it at a much slower pace than I would normally do, but it's what I needed. I needed that so that I wasn't so focused on performance, and I could just get out in the fresh air, be with the people that God wants me to be with, and enjoy the cycling, rather than just... enjoy getting fit, which is different, and both are important. But for my Sabbath, it's a communal cycle where I get to really experience the countryside that I'm cycling through. I get a bit of exercise, a little bit of endorphin going, and it's just great.
That's interesting. You're saying that you're Sabbathing with other people as well, because I think sometimes we think Sabbath means I've got to be in silence and solitude.
Yeah.
But actually, you see, being with others as a major part of that.
We're built to be in community.
Yeah.
We are, so few of us are designed to be in isolation. And there are people that are solitary beings, but they're not solitary 100% of the time. Yeah. So, and my work means that I'm often on my own. So when I'm working, I'm not mixing with people, so it's good for me to get out and be in a social setting. Yeah. And these people aren't Christians, but we get an opportunity to talk about God. It comes up surprisingly frequently. Mm-hmm. Particularly as my son's studying theology, that often strikes the conversation up about what does God mean to me, what does it mean to him. So,
So, do you do anything else other than cycle?
So I start my day with my daily meditation. I think that kind of sets the day. So that will be reading some scripture or some spiritual books. I'm reading a fantastic lady at the moment, Evelyn Underhill, who's just a wonderful mystic, just really, really inspiring. She wrote the book, I think, in the 1930s, 1940s. So she's a modern, modern-ish mystic. And then there'll be I'll then practice meditation after reading that, to either see what God reveals from that reading, or the practice of just focusing on Him, mm-hmm. and trying not to allow my ego to bring all the thoughts of what am I going to be doing tomorrow, what are we eating tonight, do I need to buy something for the work I'm doing next week, all of that kind of stuff. And then just some time of real just sitting. And this time of year, it's great because I get to see the sun rise from darkness through to daylight. So there's just such a lovely, lovely experience of seeing God's creation come into being and the birds. It's just wonderful. So we'll start with a time of reading and meditation. Then I will go out for a cycle. Then in the afternoon, I'm on this journey that God's got me on. I'm a three type personality, and I understand some of you have been doing the Enneagram. So everything that I do is about success. That's the basis of my personality, and it's I need people to think well of me. So God's getting me to do things that I'm not good at. And that's really, really good for me, because it's allowing me to fail, and that's allowing me to learn and grow more about myself and become more of an authentic person.
Learn that you're loved, even if you can't do something to perfection.
Exactly.
Do you know what? We've missed a trick here, because one of the things I know you've said to me that you're doing is learning to play the clarinet. You could have brought your clarinet.
and showed people how bad I am.
You could have played Three Blind Maestros.
And I've just got up to Three Blind Maestros. So no, as part of a three personality, one of the things that's really good for us to do to become more integrated is to do things that are artistic more flamboyant and less planned. Mm-hmm. So music covers both of those. It's something that I'm absolutely awful at, but there's a real joy in being musical and hearing a tune that is vaguely a tune come out. It's great. I get to learn more about me as a person. I get to worship God through very badly played music, and getting out in nature. That tends to be how I spend my Sabbath.
It sounds like fun.
It's tremendous fun. I honestly go to bed on a Wednesday night, and I cannot wait to get up and start my Sabbath. It's so different to how I used to Sabbath. And that's not to say that I didn't look forward to going to church and doing all the things I did. But joy wasn't the first thought that came into my mind. It was, oh no, I hope what I'm going to say if I'm preaching is heard correctly, or heard how God wants people to hear it. Or how am I going to do this communion so it's not just like every other communion, or have we got enough coffee and biscuits for the? So there was always something going on in my head that wasn't God first, but was about God, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And I suppose from what I've known of you, I've seen a change in you over the last few years as well.
Yeah.
And you've seen, when you talk about being integrated, I suppose being more grounded.
Yes.
And, I have seen the change in you, that you're more... Yeah, I can see that you and God are closer for it.
Thank you. I definitely sense that, and I think that's what you hope for, is that it not only do you know it, but it people can see a difference, or can tell that there's a difference that God's making in your life.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant. Thank you. Yeah. Are there any other sort of tips or reflections or anything for somebody who might want to start practicing Sabbath?
I would say that they're all different. Everybody's Sabbath is different. Mm-hmm. Like my cycling, I tried something and it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't mean that we've got it wrong. It just means that we need to try something else or adapt it slightly. And I think I would thoroughly recommend people to just try different things.
Mm-hmm.
That makes them feel more connected with God.
Mm, brings life.
It does, brings life. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And I think the other thing I'd suggest is that once you've found that thing, be careful it doesn't become an idol, and that it doesn't just become repetitious, and that's what you then do forever and a day.
Mm.
Continue to ask God how this should be adapted. What's next, Lord? Because I think that's kind of important, that it's all the things that we do are just for a period of time. And if we're to grow and learn and change, then what we do changes. Just watch out for that. And don't beat yourself up if you have to miss a Sabbath, or if it doesn't go well. You have just, give yourself a bit of grace.
Spencer, thank you so much for sharing with us.
Pleasure.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks.